Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The extra point would make it a 20-10 lead, and that would be all it took. LSU would go on to win by that margin, 20-10 over the Florida Gators, the undefeated third-ranked football team in all of the college ranks. To help us break down what happened and talk about LSU football, we welcome in Jeff Plurmar, WWL.com, LSU columnist. Morning, Jeff.
How are we doing today, Dave?
Well, that Tigers defensive performance, wow, got to be impressed. Maybe the best defense in all of college football.
Yeah, they're making a strong argument for that to be the case. I mean, they've played three teams, and defensively they've been outstanding. They've held three teams now to at least held them to one touchdown. Now, granted, you know, obviously Florida put up 10 points and Clemson put up 10 points, but just one touchdown in the first three games from your first three opponents. They have not done that, Dave, since 2007, and we all know what happened in 2007. That team went on to win a national championship. We'll see if history repeats itself, but really made it a tough night for DJ Lagway, the Florida quarterback. We talked about it going into the game. DJ Lagway is a very talented quarterback, but he just hasn't been on the field much. He has not been on the practice field much either because of injuries. And actually, that was his first road game. And he got swallowed up by the Tigers defense. And he was trying to make plays that were not there. He just seemed to step off. It was, and LSU just made it just very uncomfortable for him all night long.
Yeah, it really was a championship caliber defense, not so much a championship caliber offense. We haven't seen that yet, and it's still early to talk about if this is a national champion caliber LSU team as a whole, but so far we definitely have not seen the offense show signs that it is bound for greatness.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle, and it really starts with the inability to run the football. Now, they did it effectively enough against Clemson. Again, they struggled last week as well. They did get a long run last week from Harlan Berry, and that made the statistics look better. They got a long run from Caden Durham at the end of this game that makes the statistics look better. And Brian Kelly said afterwards, all you need is one run. But I think he would tell you that you need a little bit more than what they're getting out of the ground game, and it's putting LSU in a tough situation. And then, you know, you throw in the fact that you got some new wide receivers that you're trying to work in and an entirely new offensive line, and it has yet to come together. So you got a chance this Saturday, Dave, to put up some points, to get into some sort of a rhythm offensively when you take on Southeastern Louisiana.
They had that chance against Louisiana Tech, though, and really couldn't do it. And Saturday, only one touchdown from Garrett Nussmeier. Just not what you were hoping to see, especially from all the preseason hype about how this offense was finally where it needed to be. Yeah, I hope and I love the Lions. I live in Tangipahoa Parish, but I really want to see LSU destroy them like 70-0 so that the offense can find a groove and show that they are that good.
Yeah, because the following week they're going to play Ole Miss, and we know the Rebels can score some points. We don't know who the starting quarterback will be. You know, they went with their backup, and they were able to get a win on Saturday against Arkansas. But you're going to have to go to Oxford and score some points. And really, you can also make the argument that the first real big test for this LSU defense is going to be when they go to Ole Miss. You go back to Clemson. Look at they're 1-2, and they are struggling. They don't have a running game either. And you kind of won. I mean, it was still a great win. You went on the road. You beat a team that was preseason ranked top 5. You can't take that away from LSU. But you know, just how good is this Clemson team? They don't look that great. Louisiana Tech. You know, they won this past weekend, but they're not a great team. And Florida's got its issues at quarterback because DJ Lagway is just not there yet, and LSU took advantage of it. And so you're going to have to figure out a way to score 3 or 4 touchdowns, I think, when they go up to Ole Miss and win that game and potentially win it comfortably, because Ole Miss is going to they're going to test your defense. So yeah, you want to see a really good performance from LSU's offense. Southeastern, of course, an FCS school, so it should be a little bit easier for LSU to move the ball against the Lions.
Let's hope so, because not so much against La Tech. We're talking with Jeff Palermo. You can read more from him. Defense leads as LSU waits for the offense to find its way. That's his latest article at WWL.com. When we come back, Jeff had predicted that the LSU Tigers would go 10-2 this season. After three games undefeated and third ranked in the nation, does he still feel like that's where this Tiger team is headed? We'll find out that from Jeff after we check on WWL traffic. 5 interceptions, but they didn't turn them into points, at least not into touchdowns. LSU wins 20-10, but with 5 interceptions, I think you would have expected it to be an even bigger victory. WWL.com LSU columnist Jeff Palermo wrote, "The defense is playing great. Special teams have been good, and the Tigers have themselves a punter in Grant Chadwick. It's just that the offense needs to get going, and Brian Kelly believes it eventually will." That's what you have on our website, Jeff. Kelly believes it eventually will. At least he says that. Do you believe this offense eventually will find its way?
I think you're going to see Garrett Nussmeier and this receiving core get better as the season goes along. I have my doubts, though, on the running game, Dave, because we've been listening now for the last 3 years about how they're going to run the ball. They'll be able to control the game running the football, and for the last 3 years they have, and this being the third year, we have not really seen much evidence of that. Again, we saw a little bit of it against Clemson, but you know, you go back to 2023, you throw out Jaden Daniels 1,000 yards rushing, they could not really run the football when they handed the ball off to a running back. Last year it was really tough, and again this year it's not looking much better. So what makes you think that all of a sudden they're going to be able to resolve this here? And it's just really puzzling. It's really puzzling. Now, you know, especially last year because Brian Kelly and everybody else will point to the fact that you had 4 guys on that offensive line that ended up getting drafted. Well, now you got an entirely different offensive line and you're still having these issues, and you brought in new coaches to help you with the run game, and it's still not, or analyst, I guess you could say. So you're still not really seeing much out of it. So I think we'll see better games from Garrett Nussmeier. I don't think they're certainly in midseason form when it comes to the passing game, and there's just too many good wide receivers for them not to really have some big games throwing the football. But it does concern me about finding some sort of consistent run attack.
Yeah, you would expect with five interceptions that you'd win 40-10, not 20-10.
Yeah,
and
right.
But if the defense keeps playing at this caliber, obviously it gives them a chance in absolutely every game.
Right.
Before the season started, you thought this Tiger team would go 10-2. Now that you've got to see them play in three games, you still feeling good about that 10-2 prediction?
Still feeling good at 10-2. I mean, I don't think they're going to finish 9-3. They're too good defensively, but I'm still going to stick at the 10-2 just because this is still a very difficult schedule. And I think what you're going to see in the SEC is a lot of parity is probably the best word to put it, because I think the top five or six teams in this league, they're all really good and they can beat anyone. And then there's some teams there that are from the 7-11 group that can come up and surprise you and beat you. But you're still looking at, I mean, when you look at, we already talked about Ole Miss. Then they host South Carolina. South Carolina lost its starting quarterback. They have not played good. That looks like a game that's not going to be as tough as it was at the beginning of the season. But Vanderbilt just blew out South Carolina.
Vanderbilt's ranked. They're the 20th team in the nation.
They've won all three of their games by double digits. That's a trip to Nashville. And right now it looks like it's going to be an 11 a.m. or 12 o'clock start. That could be a tough one. And then Texas A&M could be undefeated when they come to Tiger Stadium on October 25th.
Currently the 10th ranked team in the nation.
Alabama, granted it's just Wisconsin, but it kind of looks like they're starting to figure things out there.
They're ranked number 14.
And then you finish it off with Oklahoma, who looks really good so far through the season, and they got a quarterback. So I'm going to stick with 10-2. But this
Oklahoma's
is still a college football. Yeah, this is still a college football playoff team, and a team capable, I think, of winning a national championship. It's only week three; they got some time to clean some things up. But I don't know if we'll ever really see a very good rushing attack out of this group.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much. You have five ranked teams in the last eight games for the Tigers. If there's nothing, that'll tune them up for the playoffs, assuming they're headed in that direction. Thank you, Jeff. Read more from Jeff at WWL.com. When we come back, we'll be talking about finances here on WWL. In for Tommy Tucker on your Monday morning and joined by Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, for our Bank on It segment, financial insights you can count on here on WWL. How was your weekend, Jason?
It was good, Tom. Dave, how was yours?
It was fantastic. Wish the Saints would have won the game, but hey, at least we saw some signs of improvement and they were in the game. Talking about signs of improvement, a lot of people have been asking, when will the Fed start cutting interest rates? And we got some more data over the last several days that may give us some insight into that, particularly last week's inflation numbers. What did you see?
Yeah, so the last week's inflation numbers showed that core inflation came in, headline CPI, as it's called, at about 2.9% year over year. And so I know we always talk about that inflation number on the news and everything, but I wanted to step back for a second and kind of explain what that actually means to people, because while it's a great number, what does that mean to me on my bottom line? And the way I like to explain inflation to everyone simply is, this is what things cost you now versus this time last year. So it's a year-over-year number. The grocery store example.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you spent $100 on groceries this time last year, you spent $103 on it for the exact same thing. That's a 3% inflation rate. So what we saw was a 2.9% year-over-year number. Now, everybody knows the Fed, I've talked about this before with this dual mandate. And so when they meet this week, one of the things that they want to look at is they want to keep price stability, which means they're looking to keep inflation in check, which is 2% as their target. Then they also want to keep maximum employment. And that's looking at the unemployment numbers, the jobs numbers, and making sure that they're keeping those within control.
So, and so as we go into this, where are we? Because we know there's going to be inflation. Deflation's not real. Inflation is something that we know is going to be there. You say the Fed wants it at 2%. It came in at 2.9%. And in some sectors, it's even higher than that, obviously. The 2.9 is the average across the board. So, do we expect things to change there? And you also mentioned jobs numbers, not as strong as a lot would like to see them.
They are not. So the August job number came in at 22,000. That just simply means that the market as a whole added 22,000 jobs. Now, what the Fed considers a healthy number is in that 150,000 range. Anything below 75,000, they consider what they call weakening. And what that in essence means is you're not adding enough jobs to keep up with population growth. And so they're basically walking a tightrope this week when they meet, right? The jobs market has been very slow. It's been weakening for the past several months. There was that adjustment that came back in from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that reduced job growth by almost a million over the past year. And so that's moved those averages down. And so the general feeling of the market right now is the weakening job market is more than offsetting the inflation number. And so the markets have about a 90 to 95% prediction that there's going to be a 25 basis point drop this week, which would be in line with what the signals the Fed has been giving us for the past couple of months are.
And that would be encouraging for those of us who want to see interest rates come down, because that's not something that the Fed has been doing for a long time now. And there's many who feel that they have been slow to start bringing down interest rates, but there's still not 90-95% is what the markets feel they're going to do, but they have just not been inclined to lower interest rates for a while.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Dave. And so this one feels pretty baked in when you look at what the market has done. But with the Fed, and this week when they meet, they put their minutes out, and their minutes are really going to signal where they see us going for the rest of the year. And they've made no secret to the fact that while inflation is above the number that they're looking for, they consider the impact of tariffs to be transitory, meaning it's momentary inflation overlap. It won't continue to be a year-over-year thing. And they've taken that into consideration when they start talking about what their rate cuts will be.
Well, I know a lot of people who have been waiting to sell, buy, or refinance a home, who have been waiting on major financial decisions because they've wanted to see things improve and want to see rates start to come down. So those people who have been waiting to do any of these things, what does the future look like for them?
Yeah, great question. So I like to remind everyone that the Fed controls what we call short rates, right? That is the short end of the stick. So things that people typically, most people relate to Wall Street Journal prime rate, right? That's the thing that tends to drive what your credit card rates are, car loans. smaller, shorter duration type things, even home equity lines of credit, right? So usually when you see a move from the Fed, those things tend to go pretty lockstep relatively quickly. The mortgage rates, however, are a longer term rate. So 30-year mortgages tend to price themselves based on what's the 10-year treasury note. And that is simply dictated by what the market is willing to bear as far as the price of it's concerned. So if the market feels that inflation is going to continue to tick up and that the jobs market's going to correct itself, what you're going to see is that long end of the curve is going to continue to stay higher, and that would have that impact on the on your 30-year mortgage rates. So that being said, I would tell everyone, see what the Fed announces on Wednesday, and you know, let's see how the rest of the week, how the market treats those, and you'll see the movement. If they're confident that it's going in the right direction, you tend to see the 10-year adjust itself accordingly, but it's not going to happen overnight like the short-term rates will.
Well, do you think that this is the first domino? If indeed 90 to 95% of these predictors are correct, the Fed does cut interest rates by 25 basis points, and we start to see a change in the philosophy, can we expect further rate cuts in additional meetings this year?
So in general, the market tends to think that there will be two more rate cuts after this one. That's a fairly aggressive thing, obviously, given how quickly the numbers are moving around. We're not exactly sure. But what we do know, and what I encourage everyone to pay attention to, is after this meeting ends on Wednesday, the Fed puts out what they call a dot plot. And it's just a simple graph with a bunch of dots on it. But in essence, it's all of the Fed governors getting together, and they put their votes on anonymously where they feel that rates are going to be in both the short term and the long term. So they'll project that out many years into the future. But the one that the market and specifically us are going to focus on is those short term ones, which is where do they see rates at the end of 2025 and where do they see that first quarter of 2026 after they meet. That in general, that's the one that tends to drive what expectations will do. So we'll know a whole lot more on Wednesday as to if they feel that the jobs numbers are going to continue to be weak, if they feel that inflation is going to slow down slightly. But for your savers in the audience, when short-term rates go down, CD rates tend to go down, and savings rates tend to go down. So if your listeners have a feeling that rates are going to continue to go down, now may be that time to lock in some of those higher interest rates on some of those savings accounts and things that they have.
Meanwhile, the market's at record highs. People's 401k is doing well, and that's encouraging.
It is.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Jason, I always look forward to Bank On It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer at Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Have a great week, and thanks for joining us here on WWL. Jason Shields on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. We're back with your text messages from the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870 right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.